Live the new panic zone. I'm Steve Garayam, America's voice. An anti-communist. It's the way I was raised, taught. I understand the destruction of socialists over time and the bodies left behind. That's why I fight for America every single day, as should you. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Trevor Noah's time on late night television is finally and mercifully coming to an end. It has been a ratings disaster, a complete train wreck. Number two, the death toll from Hurricane Ian is rising, but it's nowhere near the hundreds that were first claimed by one sheriff. However, several dozen lives lost to the storm. And number three, OPEC is going to consider cutting oil production by 1 million barrels a day or more. This will increase pressure on already high energy prices and will have a big impact on Americans trying to fill their cars with gas and heat their homes as we head into fall and winter. That decision coming on Wednesday, and it could hit us hard as we're already starting to see a global recession coming straight at us, And Larry Summers says this is a time when the recession is about to come home to roost. Listen.
In the same way that people became anxious in August of 2007, this is a moment when there should be increased anxiety.
All right, so here's where we are. We're facing a recession like Larry Summers is suggesting. We are. Gas prices today, $3.80 a gallon. Gas price a month ago, $3.80 a gallon. In fact, that's about 0.3 cents higher today. A year ago, $3.19. It's on the rise again, is my point. The destruction of Nord Stream, the problems with pipelines, energy, the destruction of our energy sector by the President of the United States, putting us in a terrible place. Globally, there has been a trend toward more socialism and away from sound economic principles like those imagined and memorialized in the writings of Adam Smith and Wealth of Nations. Governments around the world have weaponized bureaucrats to take control of people's lives like you. We saw this, of course, in great detail during the pandemic, when whole countries, including our own, were effectively shut down against the will of the people. These massive shutdowns came behind the claim of "we're following the science," which, of course, we know now was not the case at all. And in fact, much of the credible science was silenced or discredited by media mouthpieces that were only concerned with helping their socialist friends win and didn't really care. They didn't care at all what the truth was or what happens to you. And honestly, they still don't. Right now, they're trying to figure out how to create a permanent state of emergency that is where they are focusing all of their efforts right now. And the centerpiece of this socialist utopian takeover dream is, of course, climate change. The magical climate change explains everything and anything. There's basically nothing that cannot be laid at the feet of climate change and then used to attack people who question the science or flat out disagree with the so-called settled science and challenge the narrative. Oh no, they want a climate emergency and they want it now. Well, here's a news flash for you today. You have no right to science. None at all, in fact, because science is bought and paid for at every level, whether you knew it or not. Whether it's studies that are funded by the government that want specific outcomes that are paid for, or media outlets that parrot one side of the story and nothing else, and it's even more one-sided than you ever realize, because the World Economic Forum has laid claim to the science. They own it. They own it, they believe, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can listen to their own declarations on how it's all bought and paid for when anyone goes looking for that information. You see, the World Economic Forum controls almost all the information on climate change you get today. How? Well, they paid off Google. Listen to this.
Partnered with Google, for example, if you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. We own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
We own the science. You heard her say it. We own the science. It's bought and paid for. We went to Google and eliminated anything that we didn't agree with. Called it misinformation. The economic pain inflicted on people like you from these out-of-control government agencies and their pseudo-government handlers from the WEF, United Nations, and elsewhere is creating backlash now. We saw that a week ago in Italy. You're about to see it here, too. Because people are rejecting the globalist, socialist agenda that is leaving ordinary people behind. You and I getting screwed daily. Latino voters are the ones leaving the Democrats fastest. In fact, faster than any other group because of economic conditions. Here it is.
Latinos are the largest, the fastest growing group of voters. Mm-hmm. And the numbers are there. Latino voters represent, make up about 1 out of 10 voters. But they're also very unhappy. I mean, the economy is hitting them very hard. Inflation is hitting. They are unhappy about the job quality. And if you see the main issues Latino care about, yeah, they are right there. Economy, the job quality. So, this is a concern. And this can make things very difficult for Democrats. And also, the way Republicans are gaining space in that gap between Democrats and Republicans.
Mm-hmm. But don't worry, I say to my Latino friends and voters out there, because the Democrats do have a plan for you. Don't worry. They've got a plan for you. We saw it a couple of weeks ago, of course, on Martha's Vineyard when all the brown people were kicked off the island for the rich and famous because they weren't there to mow the lawns and wash the clothes, so they had to go. Nancy Pelosi, the old-fashioned white racist that she is, says illegal aliens, they need to be here to pick crops in the field. I got it, Nancy. As long as they're picking fruits and vegetables, they're good. That sounds about right from her racist point of view. Listen to the old witch.
We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Why are you shipping them up north? We need them to pick the crops down here. So pick the grapes for Nancy and her socialist friends. It's what she said. It's exactly what she said. If that doesn't bring into full relief the state of the Democrat Party today, the Socialist Party today, brown people, no place on Martha's Vineyard. Brown people, we need to keep them in the South picking crops. Sounds like the plan that they had when brown people and black people were picking cotton for those same Democrats. Now, doesn't it? It's remarkable that anybody votes for Democrats any longer. It's remarkable that people can be snowed by those kind of people. An 82-year-old racist woman declaring they should be picking her grapes, but not going to Martha's Vineyard. I'm going to have more on this after the break. Good to get rolling. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Go, Caleb! Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a